Hello and welcome back to the Building Generational Black Wealth podcast. And I am still on my mission to share with you the 10 commandments of personal finance. So for all of you who have been tuning in relentlessly, I appreciate you because it's a big deal and I don't want to go overlooked. So today we have commandment number 5. So this is awesome. So we're halfway home, and this is actually a really, really good one as well. All of them actually are really, really great. And that's why I enjoy it when I wrote the book. It was just very thought provoking because everything was simple. But this one I really like a lot because I've seen people struggle and struggle. I've seen marriages break up and all kind of things behind this one thing right here. So this is a commandment, another charge to you guys, something that you should be doing right now if you fall into this category. And commandment number 5 is, I will pay off all my debt. That's a big one. Let me say it again. I will pay off all my debt. So let me ask you something. Are you tired of being in debt and feeling like you can never escape it? Do you want to take control of your finances and start living debt free? If so, you're in the right place, the right time, this podcast. So in this podcast, I'm going to discuss how you can pay off your debt and start building a brighter financial future, whether you have credit card debt, student loans, or any other type of debt. The strategies that I'll discuss can help you become debt free. Now, again, this is not any get rich quick scheme, any you press a button and all your debt magically goes away. So it's not like that. So let me preface that. So if you're thinking that, don't think that. So, but first, let's talk about the importance of paying off your debt. So when you're in debt, it can be difficult to think about anything else. Debt can be a huge burden that affects every area of your life, from your relationship to your mental health. It can also limit your financial freedom and prevent you from achieving your goals. Paying off your debt is important for several reasons. First, it can help you improve your credit score, which can make it easier to get approved for loans and credit in the future. Second, it can free up your income, allow you to have more money and allow you to save more money, and invest for your future. Financially, can give you peace of mind and reduce your stress levels, which can improve your overall quality of life. So now let's understand the debt. Before you can start paying off your debt, you need to understand it. Start by making a list of all your debts. So if you hadn't done it yet, make a list, including the creditor, you know, who you owe, the balance, interest rate, and the minimum payment. This will give you a clear picture of how much debt you have and how much you're going to need to pay each month. Sometimes people don't even know. They just pay. They don't even know how much they're paying every month. It's also important to understand the different type of debt you have. Some types of debt, like credit card debt, have high interest rate and should be paid off as quickly as possible. Other types of debt, like student loans, may have a lower interest rate and more flexible repayment options. Now, creating a budget. One of the most important steps in paying off your debt is creating a budget. Now, I know some people don't want to hear that. You've heard it before. It's simple. It's simple, and you heard it before because it actually works. A budget is a plan for how you'll spend your money each month, and it can help you prioritize your expenses and find ways to save. Start by listing all of your income sources, including your salary, freelance work, and any other sources of income. Then list all your expenses, including rent, utilities, groceries, and any other bills. Once you have a complete list of your income and expenses, you can start finding ways to cut back on your spending and allocate more money towards debt repayment. Now, let's find some ways to increase your income. If you're struggling to make ends meet to pay off your debt, because that happens a lot, finding ways to increase your income can help. There are many ways to earn extra money these days. So from taking on a side hustle to asking for a raise at work, I mean, it can't hurt at this point. Some popular side hustles include freelancing, selling products online like Amazon, or driving for a rideshare service like Lyft or Uber. You can also look for ways to monetize your hobbies, such as selling handmade crafts or offering music lessons. Now, let's talk about choosing a debt repayment strategy. There are several strategies you can use to pay off your debt. One popular strategy is what we call the debt snowball method, which involves paying off your smallest debts first and then moving on to the larger debts. This can help you build momentum and stay motivated as you work toward becoming debt free. Another strategy is the debt, what we call debt avalanche method, which involves paying off your debts with the highest interest rates first. This can help you save money on interest in the long run, but it may take longer to see progress. Now, I'm going to give you some tips to pay off your debt faster. So here's some tips, okay? Number one, increase your payments. One of the easiest ways to pay off your debt faster is to increase your payments. Try to pay more than the minimum each month, even if it's just a little bit extra. This can help you reduce your interest charges and pay off your debt faster. Number two, use windfalls wisely. If you receive a bonus at work or a tax refund, consider using that extra money to pay off your debt. It can be tempting to use the money for other expenses, but paying off your debt should be a priority. Number three, cut back on expenses. Look for ways to save, to cut back on expenses such as canceling subscriptions or eating out less often. Every dollar saved can be put towards debt repayment. And number four, sell unwanted items. Do you have, you know, items that's just laying around the house that you no longer need or use? Consider selling them to earn extra money that can be put toward the debt repayment. And number five, negotiate with creditors. If you're struggling to make payments on your debt, consider reaching out to your creditors to see if they're willing to negotiate. They may be willing to reduce the interest rate or create a payment plan that works better for your budget. So these are all things that you can do. These are things that if you at least consider doing them, you'll find your success to pay off that debt. So listen, I'm under no illusion here, guys. You know, paying off your debt can be a challenging journey, but it's one that's worth taking. By understanding your debt, creating a budget, finding ways to increase your income, and choosing a debt repayment strategy, you can take control of your finances and building a brighter future for your family. Use the tips and the strategies on this podcast. Listen to it again. Listen to it 8 times if you have to, because it's going to help you to become debt-free and achieve your financial goals. And who doesn't want to be debt-free? Who doesn't want to achieve their financial goals, right? So that's number five, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be getting number six out here shortly. But please go back and listen to this again. Listen to all of them again, because really, they're all of that to help you. This, what I'm giving you in these 10 commandments of personal finance, you can carry this for the rest of your life, and it'll help you. If you don't listen to nothing else, another podcast, take these 10 and download them, keep them with you, listen to them. I always recommend listening to it once a month. It'll reset you every single time. I guarantee you, they're not too long. Take the time and invest in yourself. Somebody said a long time ago, how much money are you investing in yourself? You know, you invest in going out to eat, you invest in all this other stuff, but how much are you investing in yourself to make you better? How much? How much time are you giving? How much money do you spend on investing in yourself to make you better? That's what these podcasts are all about. So check them out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember to visit our new website. We've got it up and running. It's blackwealth365.net. That's blackwealth365.net. Check that out. We've got plenty of information on there as well. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you on the next podcast.